This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
To win it. To put them in such a lead position in the division, they almost could not be denied. 35 yards, Will Lutz. He's already made four today. Lutz in the clutch, and the Broncos have won it.
Down go the Chiefs. The Broncos are 9-2. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As we look around the NFL, yesterday was by far the best red zone day of the year leading into the Eagles game. Those games were awesome. Back and forth, close, late in the game, like the four, right around 4 o'clock, all those leads changed. And then the late games here, they had a lot of impact, including the Denver Broncos, one of the only couple teams to beat the Eagles this year. They came here and won. They're 9-2 now, and they beat the Chiefs yesterday, who are now 5-5 on the season.
They must be feeling real good about themselves, too, because they got some pretty good wins on their belt.
Denver?
Yeah.
Denver's very Eagles-ish. Their quarterback's very up and down, but when he's good, he could be good. Yeah. Their defense is dominant. They have a great pass rush. They were kind of remind me of the Eagles at times. And they don't have the skill guys the Eagles do, like the names. Mm-hmm. But their offense is kind of similar. Like, they're up and down. But, Hugh, their defense, and we saw them when they came here and beat the Eagles. Like, their defense is for real.
Yeah, they got a good football team, man. That's why when you look at the NFC, to me, it's one of those where as bad as the Eagles look right now, I mean, they went through the tough part of their schedule. And, you know, it's hard to parse what they exactly are because – they have been playing some tough squads, mm-hmm. and they've gotten through that meatier part of their schedule, based relatively unscathed. And you look at it and you're like, man, it's not what you wanted to be. But looking ahead, you don't see anybody that looks like they could get with them, unless something crazy happens.
So I view the Rams as the Eagles close to equal in the NFC. Mm-hmm. If I had a guess right now, that's the NFC Championship game. And I would, if the game is here, I'm going to pick the Eagles to win. But like that game feels like it's going to go down on the wire. It has the last two times those two teams played. But you're right. They're better than Detroit. They're better than Green Bay.
Yeah.
We'll get to Seattle here in a second. Do you want a victory lap on the Chiefs thing, or are you going to wait on that?
No.
You probably should wait.
I'm cool because I mean, it's 5-5. I have vision.
There's a lot of games left.
You know, I ain't mean to hurt
y'all.
They
have seven games left.
I didn't mean to hurt y'all feelings earlier. I was just kidding when I said y'all won.
They're minus 220 to make the playoffs.
I just want to say I was kidding when
I said. Okay, and I just wanted to point out.
Okay, but I am here to help y'all. Y'all are very lovely people.
Do you still think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs?
Yes.
I do not.
Put that out there. A long time ago, they're 5-5. They got, what, 7 games ago?
I think they're going to go 6-1 in their final 7. They're going to go 6-1.
Yeah.
Maybe 5-2. And it's probably going to be good enough to make the playoffs. But I don't think they're going to win their division because the Broncos right now are 9-2. Bo Nix, I mentioned Eagles and Broncos are kind of similar to me. Bo Nix gets a lot of crap for being up and down. Well, listen to this. This is his guy, one of his tight ends, Adam Trautman, I believe his name is, defending his quarterback yesterday. We don't get any defense of Jalen like this.
First off, if you're talking shit about Bo online, you're a coward. Absolute coward. But just want to say that and guard him a little bit. But I mean, it says a lot. You know, he blanks it out, and we talked about it this week. You know, we don't care what other people think. We know what we have in the building, and we know what he's made of, and we don't really care what people have to say.
Defiant.
So, Dragon Slayer 69 with a 7-Eleven Slurpee in his mom's basement. I don't give a shit what he has to say, right? And Bo doesn't either. So,
sounds like Hugh versus you people.
I thought the same thing.
Well, yeah, that's why, you know, I got it. I'm working on that. It's a work in progress. But I haven't had any Twitter beef in a while.
I'm happy. We had to put the sign up behind you. It's been this
man,
many days.
I ain't had no Twitter beef in a while. I've had real beef. Like
define a while.
Like last week.
A few days.
I've had real beef.
Friday.
No, I don't have beef, man. I feel like we are in a space where we talk trash to one another, but it's all in love. We love
each
other.
Of course, it is. Especially when it's about the quarterback and the receiver. That's always calm. All right, is Sam Darnold officially on Big Game Fraud Watch?
I tried to tell y'all. Without a doubt. Now, I tried to tell y'all.
On Darnold?
Yeah, I did. I tried to tell you that like a week ago. And you told me it's not fair. Well, I think it's fair.
Well, hold on. He's played in one career playoff game. We talk about it as if it's a track record.
No, but it's like big games. Wasn't yesterday considered a big game?
I think it was, yeah. Don't tell me. Tell Ernest Jones, his linebacker, because he's upset at you for calling Sam Darnold out.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game or what, man, Sam's been had us in every fucking game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. It's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly, fuck you.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
He's talking to you.
Man, but I mean.
responding to people you.
I'm a pundit now, so I have my opinion.
Yeah.
But I like the bravado. Because that means he's protecting his teammates. Mm-hmm. Kind of like N'Kobe did yesterday when he was talking about his offense. You know, he's protecting his offense.
I don't know if he was protecting them as much.
What do you mean?
They...
What do you think?
I mean, he was basically saying the Lions didn't respect them.
Okay, so he was protecting them by keeping them in the game.
Oh, well, he's playing well, yeah.
Yeah, he's
but by telling us that the Lions don't respect his offense.
That's in a way protecting them.
Because
they've been playing lights out defense.
They have.
So they knew that, you know, in order for them to be in this game, they couldn't let the Lions go off, so he protected his offense.
All right, a couple other things from yesterday. But quickly, what do you make more of? So it was 21-19 Rams, four interceptions from Sam Darnold. Don't you think the Rams should have won by more than two? It's kind of weird, that game. Like, Sam Darnold threw four picks. The Rams only won at home by 2 points. Like, if I was Seattle, I'd be like, we'll get them next time. If the quarterback doesn't throw four picks, we win the game.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes there's strange games like that. You take the win. You know, that's one where you look at and be like, hey, man, any given Sunday, a win is a win.
Right.
Kind of like the one we had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can sit here and dissect it all you want. But when you go in that locker room, that's all anybody, hey, man, we got the W. And that's all that Jalen cares about, you know, getting the W.
All right, two more NFL things. One, Shedeur Sanders made his long-awaited playing debut yesterday in a regular season game.
Yeah, no first-team reps, by the way. Just seen it, wanted everyone to know.
Like, listen, man.
It didn't go well.
Again, I like Josina a lot. She's very, very good. But you can't – and I understand the dynamic in which she's trying to protect Shedeur. But you got to be ready to go.
Why is she protecting Shedeur?
Well, you got to be ready to go because a lot of people feel like Shedeur has been slighted throughout his draft status, the way that the Browns have been treating him. And so there's a need to protect him or feel like you have to protect him. But you got to let him grow, too.
Like, I mean, but maybe did we not just see a little bit of a reason why maybe he was a fifth-round pick?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we did.
Like, maybe.
Come on.
And you know, it's one of those things where – what was it? Buddy was in concussion protocol, right?
Gabriel had a head injury, yeah.
So he'll probably get a chance to play next week.
Yep.
It's not the end-all to be-all. I think we've gotten to the point, when it comes to football especially, that nobody wants to hear – you know, everybody is quick to defend and not really fully understand what's being stated. Like, Shedeur was put in a tough spot. You know, no question about that. But that's the NFL in a nutshell.
Of course, that's how you. I mean, that's how Tom Brady got in the game when yes. Drew Bledsoe went down.
And,
I mean, that's how this
you
works.
Know, it probably didn't help the fact that he's in Cleveland and they look like they're clueless. Like, let's be honest. There's a lot of intangibles that go into him potentially playing bad. But the good thing about it is he'll probably have another chance to do it next week.
Sure, he will.
And he'll hopefully he plays better.
Last one, as we go around the NFL, and back to your phone calls. Did you see? I need your take on the Abdul Carter thing that happened with the Giants. Did you see this? Abdul Carter, third pick in the draft, mm-hmm. the Penn State kid. We talked about, you know, the dream of the Eagles drafting him, right? Mm-hmm. So he apparently was benched for the opening drive of yesterday's game against Green Bay. Do you want to know why?
Kafka?
Kafka benched him.
He can't bench him, man. That ain't a way to get,
well,
to get the start
job. Well, let me tell you why. He missed a walkthrough.
Where was he at?
He was asleep.
Where?
At the facility while they were doing the walkthrough.
Wait a minute, where? Was he hiding?
I don't know.
He's tired.
But wait a minute. Like...
Do you think someone would have woke him up?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking, Joe, because, okay, if you fall asleep at your locker, somebody be like, yo, bro, we getting ready to go to walkthrough. Or you fall asleep in, say, like the common room, the game room, or whatever. The, you know, some places
do
have
you think,
game room.
Do they have places to hide?
That's why I asked. Was
like
he
when
hiding?
You played, did you? Was there a place you could have snuck away for a little nap?
Well, in the locker room. Yeah. There was some couches. It was like a back room. We used to go play Xbox and all the other stuff, mm-hmm. like in the back. It was like a little common area.
Yeah.
It was couches and stuff back there. But normally, when you take a nap, you take one on the training table. Like, if there's a training table open, you take a nap on the training table.
Yeah. I mean, we have rich people problems here with the Eagles at 8-2 and the offense not what we want. They have literally players not going to walkthroughs because they're asleep. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Happy Checkmate Monday, baby. Let me just say this, man. You know, I'm going to have to come at you real quick, you too, man, because, I mean, you called a couple of us out saying that we don't really listen. I think y'all don't really listen sometimes. I'm going to keep it on you because you said it, all right? Mm-hmm. This man, Jalen Hurts, what have you been saying for, like, the last three seasons? Keep the main thing,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a we thing, not a me thing, right?
Yes.
It's a we thing, not a me thing. Okay. So by him saying that, for everybody that said, oh, it's not Jalen, okay, because he said it's a we thing. It's not a Jalen thing. It's a we thing. It's a team thing. That's why we went, right? And if you want to compare, you know, our teams to all the teams, like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens has been the number one offensive team, I think, two seasons in a row, or two seasons out of the last 4 years. So has Josh Kelly, right? But guess what? None of them got a Super Bowl.
They
right?
don't. They're too. Okay.
Are you missing up his name on purpose?
It's Josh Kelly. Yeah, Josh. I think he's.
I know that it's Josh Kelly.
He's doing it on purpose.
But let's facts over feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is this, right? Even with the AJ situation, AJ, it's time to come clean, baby. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We love you. We need you. But listen, you don't have that burst. When he threw that long ball to you, it wasn't no head contact.
Mm-mm.
You couldn't get through the ball. If he would have threw that to Smith, he would have caught the ball. You know what I'm saying? So listen, like I said Friday, you're going to have to settle for the 15, the 10s, and the 20-yard starts, baby, and it's all going to add up. And let me say this lastly, too, with Petula, man. Listen, come with more than 15 plays a game, man. You dig what I'm saying? You're coming up short every game for the last four games, man. You're running out of plays. That's what I'm seeing. And the main thing is this, man. You got to have an understanding that you got a lot of weapons sitting on the bench, man. When that bull bitch came in, he came right in, got 10 yards, and you took him out. Let him cook, man.
He's got some burst, Will. He's got some fresh legs. Let him run.
Yeah, you got to activate all your weapons.
Right.
Let these guys cook, man. They want to win. They all want to win, man. But let's keep the main thing, and that's winning. And that's Jalen Hurts, baby, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Good call, Will. We appreciate it. Before we go any further here, we got a little thank you on the show today.
Who are we thanking?
We got to thank our friend Henry's Hots Barbecue, located in South Jersey. Boy, it was really good. They literally brought us a feast today. Turkey Day's almost here, and Henry's Hots, more than just barbecues, turning up the flavor. Forget the stress. They've got your feast covered. Smoked turkey, fried turkey, you take your pick. But don't wait. Orders close this Saturday, the 21st. So if you want to get an order in for Thanksgiving, you got to get it in Henry's Hots, more than just barbecue. It's your Thanksgiving headquarters. Call, click, or come on down, because when it's Hots, it's happening. Hugh, the food today was off the
charts.
Yeah,
it was nice. You know, I like the collard greens. She makes some mean collard greens.
Collard greens are good. The cornbread is good. The candied yams were delicious. Yeah, I mean, everything was great. If you're going to order some food for Thanksgiving, Henry's Hots Barbecue, located in South Jersey, that is the spot for you. We got Paul George debuting tonight? Is that the big news?
Yeah, against his former team, the Clippers.
Oh, the revenge spot for PG?
I think he had this one circled.
Yeah. You guys excited?
Kidding me?
Not at all.
I am fired up, baby.
I'm not. Let's go to Marlon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Up on WIP. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, Joe. Mm. Hey, listen, man. I told y'all for a long time, we know what Jalen Hurts is, right?
No, I've told you that.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. See, he always was right with that luxury shit. Right.
Okay. No. Yeah, come on. Come on, Marlon. Come on. Clean it up.
But you know why I'm going to say that? Because, see, Howie, y'all gave Howie all this praise, right? But at the same time, Howie thought that offense is going to carry him to these Super Bowls. But now that it's the defense, he realized he's going to crumble when it's time to play. You see what I'm saying?
You know, he put the defense together too, right? He's both sides of the ball.
No. Yeah. But he didn't expect them to be the story, to be the ones to win the games for us.
Who cares?
What are you talking about?
We care now. Because you know why? When he got to let them sweet, good players go, and he got to bang dead offense.
Well, hold on. He doesn't have to do that. Like, there's no, like, rules here about this. These contracts are not guaranteed. If the defense keeps playing well and the offense sucks, they're going to cut or trade the offensive players and keep the defensive guys.
And that's the thing. That $50 million he put in that quarterback that he should have waited for is hurting him every day.
It's not really hurting that much because they win almost every game.
It hurt him so bad, Jeffrey Lurie had to come down to the field.
Well, actually, that's the receiver. Oh, so we talked about
Brown.
The receiver.
Hey, bro, it's coming out.
Is your team even going to beat the Raiders tonight? Can you focus on your main thing?
Kind of picked.
I want you to help me put a prop together for next week because I know the Cowboys might blow them out.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
Listen, man, as much as we talk
Save
about
money, pal.
The Eagles, Marlon, we ain't about to do all that. We don't go against family.
I mean, on the side.
Nah, we ain't on the side.
What are you taking bets now? You're a bookie?
Get out of here,
Marlon.
That's a sharp. That's what they call them, a sharp.
You're the last thing close to a sharp.
Sharp. Listen, man, we can talk bad about family members. Y'all can't talk bad.
That's right. And the Cowboys suck. All right, Caleb is in Delaware. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, what's going on?
Caleb, what's up?
Y'all know I get on here. I try to give y'all a glass half full, man. Mm-hmm. So And before I hang up here, I got an analogy for you. But the Jalen Hurts interview, the reason why I don't have an issue with it, one, without it, we don't got reckless speculating here. So I need that every Monday. So I don't have an issue from that aspect.
It is a staple of the show now. It really is.
And another thing is, I think Jalen was trying not to create a story, but because we are who we are as fans and media, we're going to find a story for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we talked about how him and AJ basically went rogue on the last play. So when they asked him about the conscious effort to get AJ the ball, he said, I ran the plays that was called, and I was trying to execute. So then he asked him, like, so was you guys, like, you know, basically, was that y'all game plan? If he would have came out and said the game plan was to get AJ the ball and nothing else, in the way the game looked yesterday, we would have had an issue with that, I believe. So I believe it was more of a – that's a KP question, because I don't want to come out here and say, yes, Kevin Petula told me by any call, get AJ the ball. That's how the game looked yesterday. I was there, and it looked like he was just forcing him the ball. So I think it was more of a – not him trying to, you know – disrespect AJ, but more so not throwing Kevin under the gun. Because even with AJ, Spike says something on his show where AJ has yet to take accountability for anything he's done.
He's right. I mean, Caleb, I haven't heard one time him say, I'm not running the way I used to. I've missed a lot of practices. Maybe our timing is off because I've missed a ton of practice this summer. He hasn't said that one time.
Yeah. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give you my analogy. But AJ, at the end of the interview, his last couple of press conferences have been good. He's been trying to, you know, give Hurts his props, but it's like not too much because they asked him, well, what happened? He was like, we missed it. But he was like, I don't want to say he missed me, but, you know, we just missed the play. Then he ended it by saying, I couldn't get to it. So recklessly speculating, are you saying that you couldn't get to it because he overthrew you? Or are you saying you couldn't get to it because you don't got the first thing he stepped no more? So my analogy is, and I don't know how this tie in the word tie in that, because your analogies don't really tie in with too much. So I'm going to just give you one. Jalen Hurts is that aunt. Everybody has that aunt that know how to make food, but she can't cook. So on Thanksgiving, she can prepare a few things, but she better not touch the potato salad and the macaroni and cheese.
You mean she has specific dishes that she likes to cook.
There we go. And Jalen Hurts has specific dishes that he is good at.
I think this is a good analogy.
I'm not going to sit here and say he's Josh Allen. I'm not going to say he's all these other quarterbacks. But we know who he is.
Caleb, so don't be calling him hating on my analogies either.
No, hold on.
Caleb's got good analogies. These are good.
That's all I'm saying here. All I'm saying is we know what Jalen Hurts is. When you come to his Thanksgiving table, we know we're not eating his macaroni and cheese. We know we're not eating his potato salad. So as fans, we need to just be okay and know what we got and don't put too much more on this dude. AJ, if the ball coming your way, make the most of it. You know we don't get this too much more often, man. Come on, man. Like,
Caleb, I agree. I think
I don't like Caleb. This I don't
no,
like Caleb.
I think he hit it.
Hey, Caleb, I don't know how I feel about you, Caleb.
I think he hit it. I really, it resonated with me, the potato salad, macaroni and cheese, Jalen Hurts analogy. I see it.
No, but he's not
created everything. He's very good at certain things.
No, he wins. It's an
anomaly. And they win with him. Yeah.
It's an anomaly, but it's funny because In my era, it didn't matter. You just won. You didn't care how you won. You just won. It's you don't feel the irony in all of this happening when it's happening at this time when we're trying to go back-to-back, knowing how hard it is to go back-to-back?
Well, it is hard to go back-to-back. It's disappointing to me that it's all coming out as they're 8-2, and the path to the one seed and a trip to Santa Clara is right there in front of them. And it's like, it's not that this is being manufactured. You know, we didn't come on here today and say, boy, they won, but Jalen Hurts is really inefficient. This is a real problem. Like, they're telling us, they're leaking stories that it's a problem. Someone there is, right? These are good reporters in Diana Rossini and Derek Gunn have been around a long time. They're hearing this stuff from somebody or some people for whatever reason. And Hugh, I think you hit it earlier. I think they... If it is about winning, if that's why they're leaking it, they want to be a dynasty and they're nervous this is going to hold them back. Otherwise, why would this stuff come out? It's crazy.
That's the thing that you have to try to understand. You know, we sit here and we hear, like, we're in the business where you hear different things and you try to take everything you hear with a grain of salt, right? But after a while, you start hearing stuff, it starts to pick up. And it's just ironic that it has picked up this week. It's picked up a lot. So, you know, I guess it's the only thing I could think of. It's one of those things where they're tired of protecting him, recklessly speculating, that is. And they want it out there so that everybody else knows. Because when you look at, man, this offense should be putting up historic numbers. It should be. When you talk about, now, The AJ thing is still up for debate. Don't know what he is. I mean, I think that's to me, I don't know what he is. I know a lot of people have already come to that conclusion that he's a malcontent and he's not doing this, that, or the third. But the bottom line is this. I don't know what he is right now. But this offense is up and down. They're not consistent. That's the word. That's a better word. Yeah. They're not consistent.
It's interesting because Hurts is the biggest part of it, right? He's the quarterback. But I actually think of all the players that were here last year, this year, I guess 10 of the same, it's 10 of the same 11 players. Hurts doesn't look much different to me than he did last year. So Saquon has been far less effective. AJ's been far less effective. The O-line's been far less effective. Jalen kind of looks like he did last year. I mean, doesn't it really come back to Jalen is good and a product of if he has great around him, they're going to score points. But if it's not good around him, it's not going to look great. He can't elevate everyone. I don't think Jalen Hurts looks particularly worse than he did last year. They just don't run the ball like they did last year. And AJ's not as explosive. And they don't pass block as well. All right. All right, Twitter question. What stood out to you more last night, the offense or the defense? 89% on the defense. That's what stood out the most to me. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's grab Anthony in Norristown. Hey, Anthony.
Yo, I'm going to try to talk as humanly fast as possible. I want to reference Chuck from Mount Airy. I want to reference OG Wade. Okay. And I want to tell Hugh something that he should probably eat. And we'll get that. I liked OG Wade's opinion with Jalen. Chuck is back and forth, back and forth. Jalen's good. Jalen's bad. Jalen's bad. Does anyone remember Super Bowl 59? Saquon didn't have a lot of runs, but the score was 40-22.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jalen played really well that game. He was great. Yeah.
So clearly he can throw the ball when necessary, but the line, yes, is a little beat up right now. We got to accept that. And then somebody brought up Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers couldn't run the ball.
I brought up Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
He couldn't run the ball. He did 1-2 second pass, 1-2 second pass, 1-2 second pass. That's why Aaron Rodgers is good. When he was good,
he was one of the best off script quarterbacks I think I've ever seen.
Aaron Rodgers had a lot of plays.
Aaron Rodgers won 4 league MVPs.
Wait a minute, and he had plays where, like, it was a couple years he had highlights where he would just chuck it up and guys would catch it.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're going all over the place. DeCamera, I hope he loses Friday for his little victory walk.
Well, he already won. He won. He won his
300. 300. Oh,
he's already a 300 game winner.
He hit 300?
Yeah, he joined the club. Yep.
I missed that. And then the AJ play, it seemed like he was walking at the end of that pass.
Yep.
He wasn't running. It's like he just gave up on it.
I agree. Anthony, my theory is because he's had hamstring issues, when he stops, he can't start back up the same way he used to. He's afraid of pulling that thing. Yeah, I feel that's my guess. All right, what do you want to tell Hugh?
Hugh needs to have a vanilla cupcake with chocolate frosting and bacon on it.
Mm-mm. You're out.
Yeah, dude. You got to do it.
Anthony's from Norristown said you like it.
I like to mix my sweets and then chocolate.
Sweet and salty go together.
No, you know, I like kettle corn, but not that. I don't want my bacon with my chocolate.
No, dude, try it, dude. No. Try it.
Nope.
Anthony, good phone call. It's not a try day, so Hugh doesn't acknowledge. He won't he won't have fun with it unless it's try day he has to.
Bacon
on cupcakes or donuts is more of a thing now than it used to be.
No, in the suite last night, they had sandwiches with donuts.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm cool on that.
I've never done that.
I'm cool. I know salty and sweet. That's a great comment. I'm cool.
215-592-9494. All right. We'll get to your phone calls and we got to check in with you people, what they're saying today. Plus, Hugh may have someone new to hell dive with. Maybe a new video game friend. We found that out last night. Midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.